New York lawmakers are expected to finish voting on the new state budget today. Governor Andrew Cuomo and legislators worked through the night to finalize the details on the new spending plan. As Karen DeWitt reports, it includes an increase in the statewide minimum wage and a new family leave policy.
As voting began Thursday night, Governor Cuomo gave a briefing about some of the details of the budget agreement. He says a minimum wage increase will bring New York City to a $15 rate in 3 years, 4 years for small businesses with less than 10 employees. Long Island will reach $15 in 6 years, but upstate would only reach a rate of $12.50 in 5 years. Cuomo says the compromise takes into account the variations in the economies of different regions of the state and business worries about the rate going up too high, too fast.
If you increase it too quickly, people have a fear that it could have a negative impact. So what is the right calibration?
The plan also calls for a pause to reevaluate the effects of the minimum wage increase before continuing to hike the rate.
Beginning in 2019, the state can suspend the scheduled increases if the economic conditions warrant, okay? This is a safety valve.
The agreement also includes a plan first put forward by Senate Republicans to lower income tax rates for joint filers and small businesses earning up to $300,000 a year. Tuition at the State University of New York will be frozen, and charter schools will get more money. And the state will have a paid family leave program funded by employees that, after a 4-year phase-in, will provide workers with 2/3 of their pay for up to 12 weeks. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.